say if a person butchered a hog, something that he could make with the meat from its head?
Souse or hog head cheese. Same thing as far as I know.
Is that stuff ever pickled as far as you know?
I couldn't tell you.
What about something that you could make by cooking, grinding up hog liver? Anything?
I think that's liver pudding. If I'm not mistaken. I know my grandmother, that they used every part of the hog they could when we killed hogs. Nothing was left for waste except the bladder. We played with it. So it was useful itself.
Did that include the blood?
Yeah. She made pudding out of that, which you call pudding.
Just pudding?
Or it was blood pudding.
What about this stuff that you might make with the juice from the head cheese and cornmeal and hog meat and all that rigmarole?
Well, now, that's called... I ate some when I was a kid, and I almost puked. But they call it scrapple.
Yeah.
Or pond hoss. My grandmother called it pond hoss.
Huh.
Yeah. And
for what meal would you eat it?
Generally for lunch.
Yeah, so you're sick the rest of the day.
That's right. Yeah. they had it for lunch because all during the morning while you were working, you could look forward to getting sick for the rest of the day.
Wouldn't have to work anymore.
I wouldn't eat it.
What does it look like?
Well, it's...
You're one of the few people that know what the hell it is.
It's... I really don't remember what it looks like, because I told you, I don't eat, I never ate it. Mm. I ate it once and swore I'd never eat it again, because it was... To me, it was god-awful. But, what does it taste like? I remember the taste.
Tastes kind of like what chitlins smell.
That's a pretty good analogy, yeah. Actually, I tell you what it tasted like. It tasted like fried carp.
Trash fish, huh?
Yeah.
Well... What about the 6-hour meals that women might keep on hand in the kitchen?
Clabber.
And some kind of cheese made out of that?
Cottage cheese made out of it.
And what you would say you would do to milk after you milked a cow to get a few of the impurities out?
You'd strain it.
And a dessert that might be cooked in a deep dish with a thick crust with, say, apples or peaches?
A cobbler.
Okay. And you could have a different kind.
Apple cobbler, peach cobbler, cherry cobbler.
And if somebody has a real good appetite, you say that so-and-so really likes to put away his
victuals, food.
Okay.
Eats.
All right. Say if you had a pudding or gingerbread, something like that, a sweet liquid that you might pour on it to eat with it, what would that be?
A sauce. And something that I put on mashed potatoes or eat with chicken would be gravy. Wouldn't be sweet.
Mm.
Or eat biscuits and gravy. Salt and peppered and made from the remains of whatever grease of whatever meat you had cooked right before.
Immortal remains.
Yeah.
What about food that you eat between meals? You call that a
snack.
You're having a to eat.
I believe I'll go eat.
Okay, or just have a snack.
Oh, or yeah, get a snack or a bite, have a bite.
Okay. And talking about breakfast, you say that you got up at 7 o'clock this morning and you...
Ate breakfast.
And I have...
Eaten breakfast.
And I might...
I might eat breakfast.
Okay. Say if you were thirsty.